continuing with the biggest challenges you will face as a salesperson, call reluctance. This is the phenomenon whereby an individual creates reasons not to, reasons, motives, justifications to not actively and aggressively call on clients or follow up clients. It's called call reluctance. Comes in many forms. Salespeople have suffered from this issue since the beginning of time, making up reasons not to call someone. Anytime you aren't calling a client, you are experiencing this phenomenon of call reluctance. Paperwork, organizing your desk, filing, calculating possible future commissions. What am I going to make on this deal? Counting money, gossiping, hanging out at the water cooler are all examples of call reluctance. You want the list again? Paperwork, organizing your desk, filing, calculating possible commissions, counting money, gossiping, hanging out at the water cooler, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yes, that's right. These could also be productive mechanisms, but they could also be mechanisms used to be call reluctant. This concept of call reluctance costs salespeople more than anything they will ever spend money on. Listen to that again, okay? Call reluctance will cost you more money than all the money you will ever spend in your lifetime. Call reluctance ultimately comes from not being constantly motivated and trained at your job as a professional salesperson. Look, you're not making calls because you don't know how to do it. You're not making calls because you're not motivated. You're not making calls because you're not pushed. What's your target? When you know what you do, when you know exactly how to do it, okay, when you're the best at your job, best at that position, best at a phone call, best at objectives, best at generating interest, best at getting appointments and handling stalls, and all the challenges that come with selling, you will not experience, well, at least a call reluctance at the level other people are. You'll experience a lighter degree of it. The length of time someone has been doing sales does not protect him or her from call reluctance. I know people that have been doing sales for 40 years, and they could experience call reluctance on a Wednesday morning. Salespeople are motivated, regularly, daily trained, especially those involved in train, drill, rehearse exercises that are doing practicals, video, audio, reading books, then rehearsing with other people are less apt to fall victim to call reluctance. Call reluctance is not a disease. You don't need medication for it. It does not mean, by the way, that you're not cut out for sales. So don't let somebody tell you, hey, you're not cut out for sales, man. You ain't got it. What's that mean, man? I ain't got it. What does that mean? It means I need to freaking develop it. Okay. Rejection, call reluctance. You don't like to be turned down. You're scared. So what? All those can be things overcome because I practice, drill, and rehearse. Call reluctance is an indication of a lack of training, motivation, and education that builds confidence in the sales professional. When I was starting my first business, I had this little trick. You might have heard about it before, where I never put my phone back in the cradle. Okay, like this phone doesn't have a cradle, but the old phones had cradles, right? You'd hang it up. I never hung it up. I just stayed on the phone. With this phone, what I would do is I would basically hit an end button. And I wouldn't take a break now. I'd just go to another phone call. All right. It takes a lot of work to do this, dude. It takes a lot of work to say, I'm going to stay motivated all the time. No more call reluctance. Okay. Maybe start making a note of when you're call reluctant, when you're not making a call, not sending out a letter, not taking action. Call reluctance is a killer. Chapter 22, part 2 continues up next. Are you there?